Good morning. It's October 14th, and welcome to Doing Life, Daily Devotions for Finding Peace in Stressful Times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. And today's title is In the Pocket. And that sound is a football game in Texas, in case you didn't recognize it. The angels of the Lord encamp around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Psalm 34, 7-8, NIV. I live in Texas. That means we have only one real pastime, and that means the same one in all four seasons, football. In fact, during the pandemic of 2020-21, which ripped the economy apart, separated families, brought international travel to a standstill, and even became a political piñata, Texans really only cared about the virus's effect on one thing, football. So at the moment, I'm stuck in the hospital on call with several patients in labor, watching college football on TV. Switching from game to game, I always notice the same thing for these offenses. Those teams which have a front line worth paying for, seem to be able to provide the quarterback with a pocket that he can actually step into and depend on. Sure, some quarterbacks get creamed when they make the ill-advised decision to fade back and then step out of the pocket, but the ones who step into that pocket when it doesn't collapse tend to make awesome plays over and over. They have no fear of the blind side because their left tackle is just as good as their right tackle. People of faith never have to step out of the pocket, ever. We are assured that if we resist the devil, he will simply flee from us, James 4:7. Agnostics and atheists misunderstand this promise. It doesn't mean at all that we believers will have no hardship. It doesn't mean that we will escape tragedy in this life. It doesn't mean we won't lose loved ones or lose jobs or even lose our health. It means that the evil one, who is bent on one thing only, separating us from God, will fail. Steadfast faith in the face of adversity drives Satan to distraction. He may blitz you from the safety or middle linebacker position, trying to convince you that whatever bad thing has befallen you is somehow God's fault. He wants to convince you to step out of the pocket of faith and try and solve your problems on your own, without any direction and protection from the Holy Spirit. I promise you, planning your own escape from that blitz, rather than staying in the pocket, will find you curled up on the ground, thrown for a considerable loss. Proverbs 16:9. When things aren't going the way you would like, instead of getting mad at God and deciding you can fix things on your own power, lay them at the feet of your Savior. Step into the pocket and wait for the opening He'll provide. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. If only we could learn to trust you, to step into the pocket rather than retreating and trying to escape out to the side. Then we can throw the long ball and move the chains, rather than huddling on the ground for a loss. Faith means depending on you to keep Satan at bay. And then we can resist his temptation of pride in our own ability and depend on you to keep the pocket intact. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.